Thank you for tuning in. This is the Cinematic Sound Radio Show on demand.
Hello there, and welcome to Film Music Mix here on Cinematic Sound. My name is Doug Lacey, and I'll be your guest host for this three-part series showcasing the film and television music of composer Michael Convertino. I'd first like to thank Eric Woods for opening up the mic to his listeners and allowing us to contribute to his wonderful series of radio and on-demand programs dedicated to film and television music. When I first learned of his offer, I immediately pitched a show highlighting the music of one of my favorite, though typically unsung, composers. Thankfully, Eric bought into the idea and patiently waited for me to come through with the goods. Before I get into the music, let's have a bit about the man himself. Convertino is a classically trained composer and pianist who studied at the Paris Conservatory of Music and Yale University, where he earned a master's degree in music and was a lead singer of a jazz band. His compositions and chamber works have been performed at notable venues including Carnegie Hall in New York City, Sprague Hall at Yale University, and the Everson Museum of Art in Syracuse, New York. He went on to be the frontman for The Innocents, an 80s rock and roll band which also boasted film composer Thomas Newman as one of its members. Convertino began his film scoring career with a collaborative effort with Thomas's brother David on Tim Burton's Frankenweenie. In addition to his musical endeavors, Convertino is a talented photographer who was honored with a major exhibition of his work in July of 2002, at the Museum of Modern and Contemporary Art in Trento, Italy. He has also branched out into screenwriting, and according to promotional materials for the 2004 film We Don't Live Here Anymore, Convertino was preparing to make his feature film directorial debut with an adaptation of the cult teen novel Too Cool, starring Evan Rachel Wood. As varied as Convertino's artistic accomplishments are, so too are his film and television scores, which have touched upon a wide variety of musical styles. From traditional Hollywood symphonic scoring to experimental electronic efforts bordering on being more sound design than music, from blues, big band, jazz, and 50s sci-fi to Native American, African, and 60s surf guitar, he has deftly dabbled in just about every genre of music. Strangely, he has virtually disappeared from the film scoring scene since 2004's Straight Into Darkness, and I have to admit that when preparing this program, I felt like I was putting together a memorial show of sorts, despite the fact that he's still very much with us. Of his 34 film and television projects listed on IMDb, only 9 have been released commercially on CD, while another 10 have seen limited release as full-length promos or as part of multi-CD promotional samplers. So, without further ado, let's begin part 1 of what I hope to be a comprehensive and entertaining overview of Convertino's film and television scoring career to date. For his 1984 short film Frankenweenie, a canine retelling of the Frankenstein story, director Tim Burton teamed with first-timers Convertino and David Newman for an over-the-top symphonic score harkening back to the sci-fi and monster movies of the 1930s through 50s. 2 years later, the three hooked up again for the exotic and star-studded television production of Aladdin and His Wonderful Lamp for Shelley Duvall's Fairy Tale Theater. In this first suite of music, we will hear Laboratory and the climactic windmill cue from Frankenweenie, taken from a 2-CD promo sampler, followed by a mix of the main and end titles from Aladdin and His Wonderful Lamp.
Thank you.
A few footnotes to these two Tim Burton productions. According to a 1999 Film Score Monthly interview with David Newman, the two composers' relationship soured during production of Frankenweenie, and instead of working side by side on the musical cues, they split most of them up and worked independently. Also, when asked about working with Burton, Newman said that he and Convertino were talking about doing the score for Pee-wee's Big Adventure, but, quote, "for one reason or another, we decided not to do it." Of course, Danny Elfman ended up with the gig, and the rest is film music history. In the same year as Aladdin and His Wonderful Lamp, Convertino landed his first major feature film with the critically acclaimed and Academy Award-winning Children of a Lesser God. This film was the first of five collaborations Convertino would have with director Randa Haynes from 1986 through 1998, scoring every one of her projects during that time span. Convertino's next feature film was a sci-fi thriller, The Hidden, in 1987, for which he produced a frenetic and synth-laden effort, underscoring the chase for a murderous alien on the loose, offset with a few film noirish moments. Featured in this next suite are two cues from each film, first the beautiful main title and On the Ferry from the GMP crescendo release of Children of a Lesser God, conducted and orchestrated by the late Shirley Walker, and Shootout and Final Transference from The Hidden, released on the Verez Saraband label.
Thank you.
bringing you the very best music from film, television, and video games. This is the Cinematic Sound Radio Show on demand.
Welcome back to Film Music Mix here on Cinematic Sound. I'm Doug Lacey, your guest host for this program, featuring the film and television music of composer Michael Convertino. The minor league baseball love triangle explored in the 1988 film Bull Durham was graced with an appropriately provocative score by Convertino, in which he integrated elements of gospel, blues, and jazz. Equally as fitting was Convertino's lush and highly romantic score for the charming Queen of Hearts the following year. In this next suite, we will hear lovemaking from Bull Durham and three cues from Queen of Hearts, Gambling, Magic, and Silent Movie, all taken from a 3-CD promotional sampler.
Thank you.
Following their second collaboration with an episode of Tales from the Crypt titled Judy, You're Not Yourself Today in 1990, Convertino and director Randa Haines worked together in 1991's The Doctor. In the film, William Hurt portrays a medical doctor who is forced to confront his outlook on his profession and his own mortality after being diagnosed with throat cancer. In a similar vein, 1992's The Water Dance tells the story of three paraplegics struggling to cope with the challenges their paralyses bring to their lives. Here now are the delicate and lilting end credits from The Doctor, orchestrated by the incomparable John Neufeld, who served in that capacity at least 9 times for Convertino in the 90s, followed by 4 jazzy cues from The Water Dance, Main Title, Phone Operators, Wheelchair Race, and The End, taken from a 3-CD promotional sampler.
Thank you.
1993 proved to be one of Convertino's busiest years, with four feature films graced by one of his scores, three of which will be featured in this program. The first, Bodies Rest in Motion, explores the lives of four individuals who are, as the poster's tagline reads, caught between loving and leaving. At the center of Wrestling Ernest Hemingway, the fourth collaboration between Convertino and Randa Haynes, is an unlikely friendship between a former Irish sea captain, played by Richard Harris, and a retired Cuban barber, played by Robert Duvall. And in the film A Home of Our Own, featuring my personal favorite of Convertino's scores, Kathy Bates portrays a single mother who treks her Lacey tribe, no relation to yours truly, from Los Angeles to the country to start a new life refurbishing a dilapidated house owned by a Japanese-American landowner, played by Soon-Tek Oh. The final suite of music in this program will feature It's a Big Planet and the Native American-tinged end title from the Big Screen Records release of Bodies Rest in Motion, the emotional cue Farewell Frank from Wrestling Ernest Hemingway, released on Polygram Records, and lastly, the intimate end credits from A Home of Our Own. My thanks again to Eric Woods for giving me this opportunity to share the music of Michael Convertino with his Cinematic Sound audience. I'd also like to acknowledge Ron Barbella, Brian Mason, and Elizabeth Ensley for contributing materials for inclusion in this program. And most importantly, thank you for tuning in. I hope that you have enjoyed the music featured in this installment, and I invite you to listen in again to Part 2, which will feature music from the period 1994 through 1996, including the scores for the films Guarding Tess, The Santa Claus, and Mother Night.
Oh my God.